Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rusty Peters. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lynn Nelson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Thomas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bud Thomas. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dean scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Conroy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berg for a passed ball. Dean moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Cronin goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Nelson moves to second. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Nelson moves to third. Two outs. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Nelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Nelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Kelly now pitching. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0 for 1 in the game. Conroy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Finney, who is chasing the ball. McNair reaches third base with a triple. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berg moves to third. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a fly ball into left field. Nelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Dean reaches second base with a double. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Red Sox. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Chapman scores. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins is hit by the pitch. Cronin moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Conroy for a passed ball. Cronin moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cronin scores. Higgins moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro now playing right field. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conroy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro, who is chasing the ball. Conroy reaches third base with a triple. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 2 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Conroy scores. One out. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gumpert moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Gumpert moves to third. Moses moves to second. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Gumpert scores. Moses moves to third. Werber moves to second. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Nelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Conroy strikes out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ambler hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gumpert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dean hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.